یکی از اسرارآمیزترین بخش‌های وجود ما انسان‌ها ماهیت زمانه. زمان دقیقاً چیه و چطور کار می‌کنه؟ گذر از گذشته به زمان حال و آینده. آیا زمان فقط به سمت جلو حرکت می‌کنه یا ما می‌تونیم با دستکاریش به گذشته هم سفر کنیم؟ پتانسیل‌های سفر در زمان در تصورات غیرقابل دسترس و متون باستانی دیده میشه. ولی بعضیا معتقدن که این چیزی بیشتر از یک فانتزیه.
I know that time travel is possible because I've done it. When I traveled, I jumped through an elliptical boom between a shimmering curtain of radiant energy. A bluish white tunnel opened up, moving forward in time at a great rate of speed. It was both awe-inspiring and terrifying. Contemporary physicists don't realize that time travel was achieved 50 years ago because the files were kept back from science. And I aim to change that.
آیا زمان منعطفه و ما میتونیم زمان رو دستکاری کنیم و آیا سفر در زمان واقعا امکان پذیره؟ جستجوی من از همین الان آغاز میشه. من زکری کوینتو هم. به عنوان یک بازیگر، من نقش موجودات فرازمینی رو بازی کردم که مرز میان دانش و تخیل رو از بین بردن. من علاقه شدیدی به موضوعات ناشناخته و فرازمینی دارم و تجربیات من که ورای مرزهای خیال بودن باعث شدن که به همه چیز شک کنم. من درباره رازهایی تحقیق میکنم که سالها ذهن انسانها رو برای پیدا کردن حقیقت درگیر کرده و مهم نیست جوابا منو به کجا میکشون.
ایرمو، رسانه اینترنتی دوبلاژ تقدیم میکند.
از زمانی که بشر شروع به رهگیری زمان کرده، ما شیفته درک زمان و تحت کنترل گرفتن اون بودیم. چه با دستگاه‌های ابتدایی مصریان مانند شاخص آفتاب و ساعت‌های آفتابی تا چیزهای پیشرفته‌تری مثل ساعت‌های شنی، ساعت‌های پاندولی و حالا هم ساعت‌های هوشمند مدرن. زمان همیشه موضوع محوری در ادیان، فلسفه و علم بوده. ولی واقعاً زمان چیه؟ آیا تماماً ساخته دست انسانه یا یک بُعد مستقل از جهانه که میشه کشفش کرد و حتی در اون سفر کرد؟ سینما و ادبیات تنها باعث برافروخته شدن آتش کنجکاوی‌های ما شدند. ولی اگر واقعاً میشد آزادانه بین گذشته، حال و آینده سفر کرد، چی میشد؟ دوست داشتید به کجا سفر کنید و چه چیزهایی رو ببینید؟ و اگر میتونستید در زمان سفر کنید، میتونستید زمان حالتون رو تغییر بدید؟ من با مردی ملاقات میکنم که ادعا میکنه جواب خیلی از این سوالا رو داره، به خاطر اینکه میگه واقعا در زمان سفر کرده.
I understand that you not only believe time is movable and that you can travel through it, but that you've actually done this.
Yes. By the mid 1960s, my father was the nation's leading expert in teleportation when he was a special projects engineer at the Thomas A. Edison Research Laboratory in West Orange, New Jersey. And I was primarily active in the program from the fall of 1969 until the end of the summer of 1972, with DARPA serving as the umbrella agency.
It's a government agency.
Right.
Right.
DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Uh-huh.
The primary technical development laboratory for the U.S. military.
So how do you explain the disparity between the scientific point of view, right, which is that we understand time only exists in a forward-moving pattern, that there's no other dimension of it, and your experience being able to travel through time?
Because that information was kept as official state secrets. Mm. And so, for example, an important discovery was Nikola Tesla's discovery of radiant energy, an energy he found that is latent, pervasive, in the entire universe and has among its capabilities the capability to bend the fabric of time-space. Let me show it to you.
Okay, sure.
There was two elliptical booms, about 10 feet high and about 10 feet apart.
The device is a Tesla invention?
Yes. Mm. Between these two booms was a shimmering field of radiant energy. Energy that can bend the fabric of time-space. My father explained that we were going to jump through this field of energy. We would go through a bluish-white tunnel of light.
راستش مثل داستانای علمی تخیلی میمونه. از یه طرف احساس میکنم این یه داستان تاثیرگذار جالب دراماتیکه که دوست دارم باورش کنم، که اگه باورش کنم خیلی هم جالب میشه. ولی من به چیزایی که قابل دسترسه علاقه دارم، چیزایی که میتونیم ببینیم و بگیم، چون این دیگه انکار کردنی نیست.
I mean there's so many questions that I have. Tesla was a well-documented scientist. And his experiments were chronicled and cataloged. So if there was a scientific advancement that he discovered, wouldn't that have been information or knowledge that would have been shared with the scientific community at the time? And
there was a Tesla cover-up. It was perpetuated by Tesla himself to protect the technology. Contemporary physicists do not understand how and why we achieve time travel because the information was kept back from them. They deserve to be told what everybody deserves to be told, and that's the truth.
اندرو جوری این موضوع رو جلوه میده که این کارو انجام داده و یه برنامه سری دولتی بوده. مطمئنن افراد دیگری هم وجود دارن که میتونی باهاشون درباره تاریخچه برنامه‌های دولتی فوق سری و طبقه بندی شده صحبت کنی. ولی افراد زیادی دیگری مثل اندرو وجود ندارن که اصرار داشته باشن که واقعا در زمان سفر کردن. بنابراین من احساس میکنم حسابی گیج شدم. چیزی که راجبش صحبت میکنه میتونه انقلابی باشه که دنیا و روش های سفر ما در فضا رو کاملا تغییر بده و به نظر من این موضوع ارزش تحقیقات بیشتر رو داره. اندرو تنها فردی نیست که ادعا میکنه تجربیاتی درباره سفر در زمان داره. داستانهای شگفت‌انگیزی درباره افرادی که ادعا میشه به گذشته سفر کردن وجود داره. برخی حتی شواهدی هم دارن. مانند این فیلم ساخته شده در سال 1928 که زنی رو با تلفن همراه نشون میده، دهه‌ها قبل از اینکه این تکنولوژی اختراع بشه. یا این مرد که در عکسی در سال 1940 دیده میشه و ظاهری کاملا امروزی داره. ولی اگر انسان‌ها یاد گرفتن که چطور در زمان سفر کنن، چرا همه ما درباره اون چیزی نمیدونیم؟ سالهاست که شایعاتی درباره تحقیقات سری درباره سفر در زمان به گوش میرسه، مانند پروژه مانتاک که ادعا میشه دولت ایالات متحده در یک برنامه سری برای استفاده‌های نظامی درباره سفر در زمان تحقیق می‌کرده. با کنار هم گذاشتن همه این شواهد، آیا ممکنه داستان اندرو رگه‌هایی از حقیقت به همراه داشته باشه؟ برای فهمیدن این موضوع باید درباره نحوه کارکرد زمان اطلاعات بیشتری به دست بیارم.
Hi Zach. Good morning.
How are you?
تام فنباک ریاضیدان عقیده داره که زمان مطلق نیست و اگرچه به نظر میاد که عقربه‌های ساعت هر روز با سرعت یکسانی به جلو میرن، ولی زمان همیشه به صورت یکسان نمیگذره.
It was only in the last 100 years with the theories of Einstein that he proposed this radical idea that time wasn't fixed. It's mind-blowing.
How is that possible? I mean,
well, it seems that gravity and time are somehow related. If we have two clocks and the one clock is here at sea level where gravity is the strongest and one clock is raised far up into a mountain where there's less gravity, the clock closer to Earth is actually running slower than the clock that's further away from Earth. If you have excess gravity, time slows down.
It's incredible. So someone who lives in New Orleans, for example, and someone who lives in Denver, these two clocks would theoretically be running at slightly different speeds?
Not just theoretical, but that's an example of something you can actually verify. Would you like to see it?
I would love to.
These are all clocks,
And
they demonstrate the tremendous evolution of timekeeping. There are all different types of clocks. We have the classic sand timer.
That old chestnut.
This is a chronometer from the 1950s. This is a military quartz crystal.
Mm.
But still, not as accurate as we would need for a relativity experiment.
Right.
For that, we need an atomic clock. So here is the inside of an atomic cesium clock that allows us to measure down to 1 nanosecond in a day.
Wow.
For the relativity experiment.
Great. There's our man.
And he would agree.
He would agree.
آزمایش ما با قرار دادن 2 ساعت اتمی در ارتفاع مختلف نظریه نسبیت انیشتین رو امتحان میکنه. 1 ساعت در سطح دریا میمونه.
We need to synchronize the clocks
okay.
So they're all equal.
و 1 ساعت دیگه 1800 متر بالاتر از سطح دریا روی یک کوه قرار میگیره.
Very very simple experiment conceptually. If the theory of relativity is true, the clocks that are on the mountain should come back a tiny bit ahead of the clocks left behind. And that's because the clocks at higher elevation run a little bit faster than clocks at sea level.
از نظر تئوری هر چه فاصله بیشتر باشه فاصله زمانی هم بیشتر میشه. بنابراین اگه زمان در دو مکان مختلف با سرعت متفاوتی حرکت کنه، آیا به این معنیه که زمان ثابت نیست؟ قرار ما با چشمای خودمون ببینیم که زمان تا چه حدی منعطفه.
There are some mysteries about time that have not been solved. Time's not fixed. There's slight variation possible. It's mind-blowing.
من در حال کشف و بررسی ماهیت حقیقی زمان هستم تا ببینم که زمان چطور کار میکنه. برای نسل‌ها ما باور داشتیم که زمان تنها در یک جهت حرکت میکنه و حالا من با همکاری ریاضیدانی به نام تام فنباک میخوام ببینم که چطور ممکنه زمان در مکانهای مختلف به صورت متفاوتی بگذره. با استفاده از ساعت‌های اتمی فوق‌العاده دقیق می‌خوایم ببینیم که زمان چطور کش میاد. یک ساعت در سطح دریا قرار می‌گیره و ساعت دوم روی قله یک کوه.
Tom.
Hey Zach.
How are you, man?
Really good.
Yeah? How have you been since I saw you last?
We've had quite an adventure.
Okay.
The clocks and I. We went up to Mount Palomar and we've been gone 1 day, 6 hours, 25 minutes. The prediction of general relativity is that clocks at higher elevation run a little bit faster than clocks running at sea level.
Right.
And these clocks are accurate enough that they should be able to measure that effect.
Okay, let's check it out.
So this is the A clock. So this went up the mountain and you can see the time ticking away there. And we can turn on the time of the base clocks. And the answer is 14 nanoseconds.
Wow.
So sure enough, the A clock, the one I brought down from the mountain, somehow got 14.3 nanoseconds ahead.
That's amazing. These measurements are tiny, but they feel significant. Being able to measure time passing, even if it's down to a nanosecond, in any different way, it kind of seems like a springboard for other possibilities.
It sounds like you want to be a physicist.
I want to be a time traveler, Tom. That's what I want to be.
Yes.
Do you think we'll ever see the ability to travel through time?
I think what it does is kind of shake the foundations of a naive view of the way the universe works. We don't fully understand everything, and with all the technology that we have, new discoveries are continually made.
این آزمایش این ایده که زمان ثابت نیست رو تقویت کرد. یعنی سریع‌تر یا کنتر بودن زمان به مکان برمی‌گرده. ولی اگر زمان ثابت نیست، آیا ممکنه بتونیم در زمان سفر کنیم؟ مثل کاری که اندرو بشاگو ادعا می‌کنه انجام داده. مکانی وجود داره که بتونیم این کارو انجام بدیم؟ اینجا برای اینکه محل پیدایش گروه بیتلز بوده معروفه، لیورپول در انگلستان، اما به واسطه یک پدیده عجیب دیگر هم معروفه. دهه‌ها افرادی که در حال راه رفتن در خیابان‌های لیورپول بودند، تغییرات ناگهانی زمانی را گزارش می‌دادند. این تغییرات زمانی توسط افرادی تجربه شده که همدیگر را نمی‌شناختند و هیچ ارتباط معناداری با هم نداشتند. آنا وینسپر بر روی پدیده جهش‌های زمانی در شهر لیورپول تحقیق کرده. و اون یه نفر از بسیار افرادیه که ادعا میکنن این تجربه رو داشتن.
What is going on with these experiences referred to as time slips?
It's a very difficult experience to contextualize because rather than time travel, because that has all the connotations of actually preparing for it, whereas a slip is you just suddenly seem to slip into this different era. It happens so randomly, and it is like they're just slipping back to a place that existed 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and then slip back out again.
Can you talk me through how it usually happens?
A typical experience would be that someone is just walking along, minding their own business, and suddenly the light starts to go dim and sounds seem to go muted. Everything seems slightly unusual, and then they notice that the people they see seem to be wearing old-fashioned clothes, dressed in long coats, bowler hats, canes and umbrellas. And if there's cars, they seem to be old-fashioned cars. And then suddenly the light will go back to normal, the sounds will go back to normal, and they're back in the present day again.
It's so crazy sounding, right?
I know, it does sound mad.
So how many people would you say you've talked to that have had this experience?
Oh, gosh. Probably at least 40 people.
Wow.
حتماً یه چیزی هست. چون تعداد افرادی که هیچ رابطه‌ای با هم ندارن درباره تجربیاتی صحبت می‌کنن که بسیار به هم شبیهن. این خیلی عجیبه. نمیشه علتش رو توضیح داد.
Liverpool has a pretty high concentration of time slips. What do you think's happening?
There is absolutely no way that you can try and pin it down to one single thing because you can't take somebody and stick them in a lab because you've taken them out of
sure,
the area
yeah,
where it
right,
happens.
Right.
But we came up with an idea. It might be to do with the Underground Railway. There's lots of electromagnetic fields. It could be because it's in a loop, it might be affecting people's perception. With the electromagnetic fields, people have spoken about it affecting the temporal lobe in the brain.
Do you feel like there is something about this place that has a supernatural connection? And if that's the case, then what do we do about it?
This is one of the problems. I'm concentrating really at the moment on the psychology of it. And is it something that's just happening internally with the person? Because if it isn't, how do we look at time?
Right.
Is it a slip in time? Are we then moving on to things like multiple dimensions? Mm-hmm. What is it?
تجربه کردن این واقعه میتونه انسانو به هم بریزه ولی میخوام یه بار تجربهش کنم تا ببینم چجوریه. اگه من خودمو در مکانهایی که این جهش‌های زمانی صورت گرفته قرار بدم آیا ممکنه دریچه‌ای به گذشته کشف کنم؟ چیزی نمونده که بفهمیم.
This is Gold Street. There's been a lot of experiences reported from around this area.
من مأمورم که کشف کنم آیا سفر در زمان ممکنه یا خیر. و الان در حال تحقیق روی گزارشاتی درباره پدیده‌های تغییرات زمانی هستم که افراد غیر مرتبط زیادی اونو تجربه کردن و جهش زمانی نامیده میشن. در این تجربه بدون هشدار قبلی همه چیز در اطراف فرد تغییر میکنه و اونا به جای پرتاب میشن که ظاهراً دوره زمانی دیگری از تاریخه. ولی چرا این اتفاق میفته؟ بر اساس یک نظریه معروف، صداهایی با طول موج پایین یا فروصوت در مکانهایی در سطوح بسیار زیادی در حال جریان هستند و ممکنه اثرات مخربی بر روی قسمتهایی از مغز ما داشته باشند. در شهر لیورپول انگلستان، تعداد زیادی از جهش‌های زمانی در محدوده خیابان بولد گزارش شده. در انتهای این خیابان کلیسای سنت لوک قرار داره که در جریان جنگ جهانی دوم بمباران شد. این کلیسا بر روی سرداب اسرارآمیزی آمیخته شده که مکان ایدئالی برای ایجاد امواج فروصوته.
استیو.
زاک، های.
پلیژر.
من از استیو پارسون، محقق امور ماوراطبیعی، درخواست کردم تا این مکان رو بررسی کنه. اون از سال 2006 در حال جمع‌آوری اطلاعاتی صوتی در مکان‌های مختلف شهر لیورپول بوده تا شواهدی از وجود فروصوت پیدا کنه.
So how would you explain a sound wave of any frequency having an impact on a human being's experience to the degree that they are suddenly in a different era?
Well, there was some research done in Europe on the effects of low-frequency sound on truck drivers and how the sound from the big diesel engine was affecting their performance. And it found that when they were subjected to these sounds, it would put them into a sort of dreamlike state. So it might be more of a waking dream than a real-time slip.
Interesting.
There's a crypt underneath this church where we've set up to measure those particular band of low frequencies sound waves.
Okay, I'd be interested in checking that out.
Let's go check it out.
I'll follow you.
استیو معتقد ممکنه شواهدی از وجود فلوسات در این منطقه وجود داشته باشه و اون این موضوع رو در تونل‌های زیرزمینی بررسی می‌کنه.
Welcome to the crypt of St. Luke's.
This is a little bit spooky. So how do we test for the low frequency sound?
We have a sound monitoring device to look at the frequencies that ordinary sound equipment can't detect.
اصوات طول موج‌های مختلفی دارن، از خیلی بلند تا خیلی کوتاه که شامل امواج غیر قابل شنیدن هم میشه، مثل صداهای خیلی تیز حیوانات یا صداهای پایینی مثل انفجار صوتی. گزارش شده که سطوح بالای امواج با طول موج کوتاه میتونه برای مغز انسان به شدت مضر و یکی از دلایل جهش زمانی باشه.
What we have on the display is low frequency at the left, high frequency at the right.
And what's hearable by the naked ear?
You won't hear anything much below 40 or 50 hertz.
Oh, okay.
But you will still be affected by it.
Irmo.
It just takes a few seconds to self-calibrate. You'll be able to see the results in real time.
There it is. Okay, so...
We see there's a whole spectrum of sound. It's currently peaking around 12 hertz.
Oh, yeah. Is this a lot?
It is a lot. If I could relate this to hearing sound, you are standing next to something as loud as a jet engine.
Really?
Really. It's that loud, but it's at a frequency that you can't hear.
So are you surprised to see these results, or is this what you expected?
Yeah, these are the sort of figures that could certainly, in some people, induce those trance-like, dream-like states.
And do you expect that if we were to take these same measurements up on the street outside, that they would be this high?
Oh, absolutely.
استیو تونست شواهد قابل بررسی ارائه بده که نشون میده صداهای غیر قابل شنیدن با طول موج کوتاه در این منطقه منتشر میشه و ممکنه نشون بده که این تجربیات از جهش‌های زمانی تنها در ذهن افراد اتفاق میفته. ولی این موضوع جزئیات مهم دیگه‌ای که این افراد بهش اشاره کردن رو توضیح نمیده.
The disconnect for me is why is it that these low frequency sounds would elicit time slips? Why not some other dreamlike trance?
One might expect that, but this is only one potential factor. Problem is, unless we can measure the anomaly at the same time that somebody said, whoa, the time just slipped,
right.
It's all pretty speculative.
Right.
There, I think, will always remain the conundrum of the paranormal.
استیو تونسته شواهد قابل بررسی ارائه بده که نشون میده صداهای غیر قابل شنیدن با طول موج‌های کوتاه در این منطقه منتشر میشه که ممکنه نشون بده این تجربیات از جهش‌های زمانی تنها در ذهن افراد اتفاق میفته. حالا دارم به سمت یه مؤسسه تحقیقاتی پیشرفته زیرزمینی به نام سرن میرم، جایی که گروهی از دانشمندان ممکنه به حل معمای زمان نزدیک شده باشن، یک بار و برای همیشه. 150 متر زیر شهر ژنو در کشور سوئیس یک مؤسسه 9 میلیارد دلاری ساخته شده که قدرتمندترین دستگاه جهان رو در خودش جا داده. اسمش برخورد دهنده آدرونی بزرگه یا LHC که 27 کیلومتر طول داره. پشت این تمهیدات امنیتی شدید، دانشمندان در حال استفاده از این دستگاه هستن تا آزمایشی ترتیب بدن که ممکنه ما رو در زمان به عقب برگردونه.
So this is where it all happens.
Yeah, this is the CERN control center that controls the Large Hadron Collider and monitors it when it's running.
And what is a Hadron Collider?
So the LHC is kind of like a time travel machine in that we can recreate the conditions that the universe was like 14 billion years ago, just after the Big Bang.
Wow. Okay, so the LHC, how would you explain how it works?
Okay, so we start off with a bunch of hydrogen gas. Get rid of the electrons, you're left with a bunch of protons. When they come into the LHC, they're already going at quite a fast speed. Once we fill up the entire machine with bunches of protons, we start accelerating them all together. To accelerate them, we have to give them kicks of energy. When the protons collide, you get a spray of particles coming out. It can be anything that nature decides to roll the dice and give us. It could be creating some new particle we didn't even know of.
با برخورد پروتون‌ها به یکدیگر، اونا میتونن وضعیت کیهان در ابتدای خلقت رو بازسازی کنن. و برای سرن این موضوع به این معنیه که ممکنه چیزهایی رو کشف کنن که تمام دانسته‌های ما درباره چگونگی کار کیهان و همینطور زمان رو تغییر بده.
I mean 100 years ago we thought we had physics all wrapped up. In a century everything has completely been turned on its head. It's not unreasonable to think that maybe there are parts of the universe where the laws of physics do change. Maybe there is a part of the universe where time runs differently. We don't really know.
واقعا جالبه که LHC میتونه بیگ بنگ رو دوباره بازآفرینی کنه. ولی برای انجام این کار محققان از میزان فوق‌العاده زیادی انرژی استفاده میکنن و بعضی از افراد میترسن که این حقیقت ممکنه منجر به تخریب کل جهان بشه.
Critics suggest this mammoth machine could destroy the world. That's because the collider is scheduled to generate energies 7 times higher than any other machine in history.
In the Large Hadron Collider, we are taking particles, accelerating them to very close to the speed of light, running them in this gigantic ring that has a 17-mile circumference. And then we slam them together and see what happens.
One of the big concerns with the LHC was that it might open up a black hole through one of these particle collisions. Now, the danger is there's a lot we don't know about black holes. It could be a Pandora's box type of situation. We would have no idea how to close it.
اسرار و جنجال‌های خیلی زیادی درباره سرن وجود داره، ولی برای درک درست آزمایشاتی که اینجا انجام میشن باید از نزدیک نگاهی بهش بندازیم.
Security doors, they make sure people are authorized to go underground.
So how dangerous is it here?
Yeah, so we have a very, very high energy particle beam that we are shooting around almost at the speed of light. In times that the beam goes off track, this could cause potential damage. Mm-hmm. It does produce a lot of radiation. You want to press the button?
All right, I'll do the honors.
So we're going to go all the way down.
Oh my god.
Pretty big, huh?
Unbelievable. It's so massive.
این سازه عظیم ساخته دست بشر به گونه طراحی شده که ما رو به میلیاردها سال قبل برمیگردونه. واقعا حیرت آوره.
It's kind of ironic that to see the smallest particles of nature you have to build something this big.
Yeah, right? What I'm really searching for is how this applies to time travel.
So time is a very tricky thing. We don't yet understand what time is. You know, time just happens to us, but we haven't mastered it. And so one of the things that we're kind of hoping is that we will see something in the detector that nothing can explain.
Right. But I also understand by looking at something this big, how people are afraid of it.
Right. It's huge and it can be pretty scary.
I know there's some concern around what you're flirting with that could have catastrophic impacts on our planet, you know, create black holes that would swallow the Earth.
The first thing is we hear a lot about huge, massive black holes in astronomy. 100,000 times the mass of the sun sitting at the center of our galaxy, swallowing up objects as they go. The black holes that we would create inside the LHC, if we could create them, are so small, they're smaller than the size of a proton. In fact, what actually happens is these black holes just evaporate in a puff of particles. So I'm not worried that we're going to do anything that's going to destroy it.
در حالی که محققان در سرن برای کشف معمای زمان به تحقیقات خودشون ادامه میدن، من تا اینجا بر اساس تحقیقات خودم فهمیدم که زمان چطور بر اساس فاکتورهای خارجی تغییر میکنه. چیزایی مانند جاذبه، میدان مغناطیسی و فروسوت. اگر زمان واقعا منعطف باشه، پس ممکنه حتی راه‌های بیشتری وجود داشته باشه که بتونیم اونو خم کنیم و در زمان سفر کنیم. یکی از راه‌های درک کردن زمان معیار تجربیات ماست. هر روز ما در زمان سفر می‌کنیم و مجموعی از اتفاقات رو پشت سر می‌ذاریم که به ساعات، دقایق و ثانیه‌های یکسانی می‌رسن. به معنای دیگه، زمان مداوم و غیر قابل تغییره، ولی تجربه ما از زمان اینطور نیست. می‌خوام یه چیز جالب رو براتون بگم. بعضی روزها تا چشم به هم می‌زنیم می‌گذره. ولی بعضی روزها اصلاً نمی‌گذره. زمان برای ساعت‌ها و تقویم‌ها روی دیگری هم داره که متغیره. ولی چرا؟ چه اتفاقی در جریانه که درک متغیر ما از زمان رو می‌سازه؟ و آیا می‌تونیم کنترلش کنیم؟
What gives us our perception of time? There is something interesting with time when it comes to our own experience. When in a state of heightened awareness of extreme danger, of important moments, all our senses are alive. We are paying attention to those tiny detailed moments that usually just pass us by, that we ignore. So we get the sense that time is moving slower, even though our clock still only ticks 1 second at a time, and that rate stays fixed, our perception of those moments increases.
زمان به روش اسرارآمیزی میگذره و در حالی که به نظر میاد در یک جهت حرکت میکنه، ما از تجربیات روزانه خودمون میدونیم که زمان همیشه با یک سرعت نمیگذره.
Moving at the same speed.
اگه درک ما از زمان هم منعطف باشه، آیا به این معنیه که ما قدرت تغییر چگونگی تجربه کردن زمان رو هم داریم؟ خیلی از مردم ادعا میکنن درک اونها از زمان وقتی در موقعیت های اساس قرار میگیرن تغییر میکنه. و حالا من میخوام این موضوع رو تجربه کنم. این اتفاق چرا و چطور میفته؟ با پرش از یک هواپیما و از ارتفاع 4000 متری سطح زمین.
Hey man, I'm Zach. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Zach.
چس استتسون که متخصص اعصابه، نظریه درباره چگونگی عملکرد مغز ما در کنترل گذر زمان داره.
In my work in particular, when we started studying this feeling that time slows down when you get really, really scared. That's what we're going to get a chance to kind of probe today, which I'm pretty excited about.
I'm literally jumping out of an airplane. I spent a lot of time in my life being afraid of that idea. My brain's like, I can't believe you're about to do this. Adrenaline certainly will be rushing. I mean, I imagine I'll be probably pretty scared.
Perfect. You talked about that adrenaline that you're likely to feel. And in the brain, that's called epinephrine. But it can cause more memories to be laid down when you're in a really heightened fear scenario.
نظریه چس بر این مبناست که وقتی فرد در موقعیت خطرناکی قرار میگیره، مغز او نه تنها درک بهتری پیدا میکنه، بلکه اطلاعات بیشتری رو ذخیره میکنه و عملکرد بهتری در ساخت خاطرات پیدا میکنه و به همین دلیل احساس میکنه که زمان کنتر میگذره. برای امتحان کردن تئوری چس، من در طول پرش از هواپیما عینک مخصوصی میزنم که تصاویری رو به من نشون میده و من باید این تصاویر رو به یاد بسپارم تا ببینم که آیا مغز من در وضعیت خطر اطلاعات بیشتری ذخیره میکنه یا نه.
That'll be our control experiment. Uh-huh. So we're basically going to show you a bunch of images flashing in front of your eyes. And then when it's over, I'm going to wait 10 minutes and I ask you to tell me what they were. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Still have to wait 10 minutes. Do you want to go meet the guys that are going to do the jump with?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fantastic.
Hey man.
All right, you ready to do this?
I think I am.
Put your foot in there. We're going up to 13,000 feet, and we're going to be hitting about 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, why not?
All I have you do is kind of hold on the harness, and then I'll tap you into release.
Okay.
And after that, you're on a roller coaster ride.
Okay.
Okay, Zach. So now, tell me what you saw.
Okay, there was a fireplace, a piggy bank, a rainbow, a candle, and I think that's all I have.
You don't remember any others, do you?
Uh-uh. Oh, octopus.
I knew there might be something back there.
Yeah.
So you're around a castle.
Okay.
And we'll do the same thing after you've been falling for 50 seconds through thin air.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Zach, watch your head up top.
Woo. All right. As we get closer to the moment, I'm getting more and more, like, freaked out about it.
I'm going to strap us into the airplane. All right, Zach, here we go, man.
میخوام ببینم تا چه حد میتونیم جلو بریم. میخوام بپرم تا ببینم آیا گذر زمان آهسته تر میشه، اونم زمانی که من با سرعت زیادی در حال سقوطم.
Oh my God, you guys.
به محض اینکه از هواپیما بیرون پریدم، انگار هیچ صدایی در اطرافم نمیشنیدم و زمان متوقف شده بود. وقتی عینک رو برداشتم، زمین داشت به ما نزدیکتر میشد. و جریان هوا رو اطرافم حس میکردم. و بعد وقتی چتر باز شد، احساس فوق‌العاده‌ای داشتم. انگار همه چیزای اطرافمون روی حرکت آهسته بودن. بعد حس بقا سر و کلش پیدا میشه. احساس میکردم که لحظه ها طولانی تر میگذرن و زمان خیلی دیرتر میگذشت. زمان عملا معنی خودشو از دست داده بود.
Stand up. Oh, yep.
Wow.
Oh my God, it was so crazy. I was so scared. Up there.
قطعاً احساس می‌کردم که زمان کنتر می‌گذره. ولی آیا واقعاً به این دلیل بود که مغز من داشت اطلاعات بیشتری ذخیره می‌کرد؟ یکی از راه‌هایی که میشه این موضوع رو بررسی کرد اینه که ببینیم من چند تا از اون عکس‌ها رو به یاد میارم.
Okay, so Zach, can you tell me now what were the images that you saw when you were in free fall?
Tennis racket, teddy bear, bow tie, a rainbow, a candle, fireplace, comb, like a cruise ship, pine cone, maybe a match.
All right. That might actually be everything.
Really?
Wow. It's amazing that you could see all of that while you were falling. What I kind of think might be going on is you're not necessarily taking in more information, but more of the information that you are taking in gets stored. And that's why it feels like more time passed.
و همینطور ممکنه توانایی من برای به یاد آوردن دیالوگ‌ها به عنوان یک بازیگر برای من مزیت بوده باشه.
I mean, I don't know if maybe you actually are a little bit of a Vulcan.
Maybe. When I left the plane, I was just falling. There was this like constant ticking in my head of like, I can't believe that this is actually happening. I think I was much more aware of the moments when we were sailing down. I definitely think that's a little kind of portal that you slip into. I get it, there's something really powerful about it. Time is the thing that I was curious about coming here, and time is the thing that I feel like I leave, having at least a better sense of understanding how it can bend and change.
It's really cool.
زمان یه معماست که ممکنه هرگز نتونیم حلش کنیم. میدونیم که میشه به صورت فیزیکی در زمان سفر کرد، اما بسته به مکان و همینطور نوع فعالیته.
It felt like minutes between when I jumped out of the plane and when the chute was open.
و میدونیم که بعضی از افراد ادعا دارن که واقعا به گذشته سفر کردن.
When I first teleported, I was 6 years old.
You just suddenly seemed to slip into this different era.
سفر در زمان توسط بسیاری از نوابغ تاریخ بررسی شده. فردا ممکنه کشف کنیم که ما میتونیم در زمان سفر کنیم با روشهایی که حتی فکرش هم نمی‌کردیم.
ایرمو